Call the meeting of the Conference Committee for House File 1974 back to order. I understand that both the House Caucus and Senate caucuses had a chance to discuss side-by-sides, and the Senate's got some DE1 language you'd like to bring forward. Senator Hoffman or Senator Thompson, are you interested in bringing that forward?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will move the DE1 amendment.
Okay. The DE1 amendment is before us. At this point, we're going to take some limited testimony. Mr. Kajewski is, going to talk a little bit, and if you could just, Mr. Kajewski, just focus on kind of the changes in the DE1 amendment, that would be awesome.
Thank you, members. Richard Kajewski, the Public Affairs and Communications Director for the Minnesota Association of Professional Employees. And on behalf of AFSCME and Julie Blyle, who's out ill today, I would say that we oppose this amendment, number one, and the final draft of the bill that would include any amendment of this nature. A couple of reasons. It's been a historical fact that there's been many legislative proposals and bills that have been brought forth to the legislature throughout the history of bargaining. When there are costing measures in those bills, whether it be to CJIP, whether it be to state employees, whether it be to any of those contracts, the state very often waits until there's some sort of assurance that that bill is either going to pass and it's going to get costed out, or it's not going to pass so that they can proceed with collective bargaining. When the contracts were settled earlier, the last contract, there was nothing on the table that was in jeopardy. And so those contracts were settled prior to the expiration date. Historically speaking, those contracts have not been done on time prior to the expiration date for that exact reason. Not because that's what we choose. We'd like them done. We'd like them done just as much as you would, just as much as management would at times. This isn't a stalling tactic from labor. This is a shutdown, and our collective bargaining agreement was delayed for months because of the government shutdown, and because of the shutdown, negotiations stalled out. Over half of our collective bargaining team was out of work. The other piece that I think you have to understand is in labor relations, in state government, there's a 12-step scale in our union, a pay scale. And I know it's been a huge concern that these steps are just given to people. These steps aren't given to people. They're based on performance, number one. And number two, they are negotiated. So the statute says that the contract continues on, but the step increases are what's negotiated. The statute doesn't say you automatically get a step increase. That's based on performance. And I think you have to understand is the performance measures, if I'm the employer and I hire Representative Druskowski at step three, which is the average where an employee is hired, and your anniversary date comes and you get a step increase for good performance, you're hired in below the level of the private sector at step three. That's the purpose of the scale. There are people in state government who are hired in at step 12. Back in Y2K, when the IT people were hired in, it was so competitive they were all hired in close to the top of the scale for that purpose. It was that competitive. But that's the reason for those performance steps. It's not to give people in the public sector an increase that the private sector would never get. It's not to pay the state employees more than the public sector. Two-thirds of our people are paid of MAPE's employees, and those job classes are paid below the private sector. And I've testified on that in several different legislative bills throughout the years. Representative Downey's heard it multiple times. We did a study. Representative Sertich actually carried a bill on it at one point. It's not that we're trying to get something over on the private sector. This whole piece that's really stuck in a lot of craws here with members at the table isn't because it's just something that's guaranteed to employees. It's based on performance, and it was negotiated in the last contract and passed by the legislature. The current contract right now, which you're going to revert back and take away that pay for those people who achieved good performance and had it negotiated in their contract, is set for arbitration. So unions and state government have spent months negotiating, putting together, spending all this time. And here we are in one fell swoop going to just take it away and erase it.
Thank you, Mr.
I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Kajewski.
That's an important aspect to actually look at.
Thank you, Mr. Kajewski. Any questions for Mr. Kajewski? Thank you, sir. Anyone else that would like to testify to the changes included in the DE1 amendment? Seeing none, members, any discussion? Okay. Hearing no discussion, we'll all in favor of Senator Hoffman's DE1 amendment and adopting that, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion passes. The DE1 amendment is adopted. Any discussion on the bill as it's been amended? Here, Representative Downey.
Well, Mr. Chair, thank you, and I just want to thank Senator Hoffman for the amendment and the work coming to this agreement between the House and the Senate. And, you know, with regard to some of the comments that we heard from Mr. Kajewski, I think our interest here is less about the fact that the timing and the process are an issue, and less about the fact that guaranteed steps versus performance-based steps are the issue. I don't think those two things are the issue. I think the issue we're trying to address, and we're doing it effectively in this bill, is to just make sure that when those contract negotiations do drag out for whatever reason, delays in state budgets, whatever it might be, that there isn't an inappropriate incentive for one side or the other to drag their feet because of the kind of built-in contract escalators in the out years. So I think we've done a nice job kind of threading the needle and putting something in here that's fair and balanced between both sides. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Downey. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to a vote. All in favor of the bill as amended, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion passes. The bill is adopted as amended. Members, I think that's all the business we have before us. Thank you. With that, the meeting is adjourned.
They haven't come yet. Okay.